Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting content about the potential downfall of the American college experience. It's a sobering topic.
Wow, downfall, that sounds dramatic. What's causing this supposed apocalypse?
Well, this article from The Atlantic paints a pretty bleak picture, blaming the Trump administration's aggressive cuts to federal university funding.
Cuts, I see, but haven't universities always faced budget issues?
Sure. But these are described as massive, impacting everything from research grants to student aid. Johns Hopkins firing over 2,000 workers, UC system-wide hiring freezes, that's not business as usual.
Okay, I get it, big cuts, but how does that translate to the end of college as we know it? I mean, students will still go to class, right?
The author argues it's about more than just classes. Think about study abroad programs being slashed, career services gutted, construction projects halted. It's the whole ecosystem that's threatened. The article even mentions the potential demise of the traditional four-year residential experience.
Wait, no more dorm life? No more frisbees on the quad? That's a core part of the American college experience.
Exactly. And the piece suggests that if things continue, college might revert to a more elitist model, accessible only to the wealthy. A far cry from the post-World War II expansion fueled by the GI Bill, which broadened access to higher education for the middle class.
So it's like a double whammy, fewer resources and higher costs, pricing out the average student.
Precisely. And the article highlights how humanities programs are especially vulnerable. These departments often rely on general university funds, making them easy targets for cuts.
I'm starting to see the bigger picture here. It's not just about dollars and cents. It's about the social fabric of college, the intellectual exploration, the personal growth, all that's at risk.
You got it. And this isn't just some distant threat. The article claims these changes are happening now. Jobs are being lost. Labs are closing. The author even talks about his own anxieties about the future of academia.
But surely universities are fighting back. They can't just stand by and watch this happen, can they?
The article suggests they've been caught off guard by the speed and severity of these cuts. One administrator quoted in the piece described the situation as all arson and no architecture.
So a sense of helplessness? I mean, what can they do against such a forceful attack?
That's the question, isn't it? The article does mention one commentator who, even before these cuts happened, was advocating for the Trump administration to destroy Columbia University as a warning to other institutions. Talk about extreme.
Destroy? That's unbelievable. So what's the takeaway here? What can people do?
The author doesn't offer easy solutions, but raising awareness is a start. Understanding the far-reaching consequences of these funding cuts, beyond just the research impact, is crucial. The article ends with a poignant anecdote about a student, oblivious to the crisis unfolding around her, asking about spring break. It really drives home the point that this idyllic vision of college life might soon be a thing of the past.
It really makes you think, huh? And makes you wonder what the future holds. Well, thanks for breaking this down. It's definitely given me a lot to consider.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening, everyone. Until next time, stay informed and stay engaged. Bye for now.
Goodbye.